Joe, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. And first off, you come from a family of hockey players. Does that put more pressure on you to do well yourself, or was it just such a great environment and you really can attribute your success to that?
Yeah, no, personally, I think it takes a little bit of pressure off me. I mean, it gives me a little more confidence to know that I came from a hockey background. So, I mean, they've gone through all this. So, you know, I've got faith in myself to do it, too.
How tough is it to know that there's a whole lot of guys ahead of you and you have a little time ahead of you before you actually live your dream and play in the NHL?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm young, so I'm not too concerned about it right now. If they give me the opportunity, I'm going to do my best to, you know, take a hold of that. But I can still develop, and, you know, I've seen the progress that some of these guys have made throughout the Pittsburgh organization, so I'm really excited to see what they can do with me.
Joe, obviously it's still very early in this process, but have you had any eye-opening moments even after just a day and a half of this stuff in Pittsburgh?
No, not yet. Nothing too drastic. Just the whole experience is really fun for me so far, and I really hope that doesn't change.
Now, I remember reading a quote from you after you got drafted. You said, there's no words to describe it. Now that you've had some time to think about it, looking back on that day, can you describe it now?
No, it's still beyond anything I could ever imagine. I mean, it was a little, I still don't know how to describe it, but coming to Pittsburgh and everything kind of opened my eyes and, you know, showed me how great of a town it is and, you know, how beautiful of a city it really is. And I really enjoy everything about it so far.
You obviously must be the type of defenseman that fits the style of the Penguins. Do you consider yourself a puck-moving defenseman? Or do you have a little more physicality maybe than some people know?
I move the puck well. I can skate well, so I can fit that aspect of the game, maybe a little more offense too. But, you know, the physicality will come if it's needed. So that aspect there, if it's needed for sure.
Now, one of the guys I saw hanging around yesterday who's going to be working with the younger guys is Billy Guerin, who, see if I can put this in a very complimentary fashion, he's a colorful character. What kind of advice have you gotten from Bill so far, and what's it like working with him, even though, like I said, it's only been a short time?
Yeah, it's been phenomenal to work with him. I mean, it's a real, real honor to work with a guy like that that's actually your player development guy. So he's always going to point you in the right direction. I mean, I have a lot of respect for the guy. So he, you know, anything he says, I'll take right to heart. And he, you know, he gives me the greatest advice, so I really look forward to working with him.
What's the best piece of advice he's given you so far?
He told me not to be nervous. He said, you know, you're a first-round draft pick, so go out there and play like it. You know, short but sweet, but it really, you know, it really makes sense, I guess.
It's a Fan Morning Show with Penguins 2011 first-round draft choice Joe Morrow on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Is it hard to not be nervous in a situation like that, or once you get out on the ice, I mean, hockey's just hockey to you?
It's a little hard to be, you know, not nervous about everything playing against these guys. I mean, they're a lot bigger. They're a lot stronger. Everybody's got the same skill set to them. You know, nobody's really better than each other. So whoever works harder is going to be that guy. But, it's a different scenario to play in this situation. But so far, so good. I mean, I'm enjoying it a lot. And, you know, hopefully I can develop as much as I can throughout this camp.
Do you embrace and accept the pressure that comes with being a first-round pick? You kind of have that I don't know, target, bullseye on your back?
I don't think it's too bad. I kind of like it. I mean, to live up to expectations is a little extra pressure, but it doesn't bother me too much. I mean, I think I can have the confidence to push through, and, you know, maybe it gives me that little extra jolt if I'm not doing too good out there. So it's a positive, I'd say.
Talking to Penn's first-round draft pick, Joe Morrow, here on the Fan Morning Show. You mentioned going up against some of the guys that are older, bigger, stronger. Eric Tangrady is not very old by most people's standards, but he's an old man at the developmental camp this week. He's one of those bigger, stronger guys, net front presence and all that. Did you get a chance to go up against him? Kevin Vayu's another big guy. What was it like going up against those guys?
Yeah, I mean, Tangrini's you know, an understatement it would be to say he's a big guy. But, he's extremely strong, and, you know, he skates well and everything. I got to, you know, go one-on-one against him a couple times. And, he's a big, strong guy, but hopefully I'll get used to that sometime soon, very soon.
Joe, best of luck. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, take care.
All right, Joe.
He goes Penguins' first-round draft choice in 2011. Joe Morrow on the Fan
Morning
Show.
Happy guy.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Why not?